Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Tim Smith, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Lent is in the garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. As Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8 and 11 through 13. "And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom amongst the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom. These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words." Here ends the reading. When I graduated from seminary and moved back to New Orleans, my best friend from college called me and invited me to go to a restaurant where they had installed a sand volleyball court outside. I had never played sand volleyball, and so when we got there, Holly began teaching me the game. A few weeks later, I met her friend Craig, who was an excellent volleyball player, and began working with me. We met for several weeks, and one night when we were working on spiking the ball, he came up to me after we finished and said, "Tim, if you really work at this game, you could become a real force out there." Well, that was all I needed to hear. I was all in after that. It wasn't long that we joined a team out of Coconut Beach, a sand volleyball complex with 10 courts out on the lakefront in New Orleans. We played on court 2, which was for the second highest skilled players. In the first league, we placed 3rd. In the second league, we placed 2nd. But by the 3rd league, we were vying for 1st. One night, a friend came up to me and asked if I wanted to play in the Louisiana State Volleyball's doubles championships. I told him I had never played doubles before, but I was definitely in. So over the next few weeks, we began working on the court together against other double teams. After a few weeks, I asked him, "So what level are we going to sign up for? The A tier?" He said, "No." "The B tier?" I asked. "No," he said. "The C tier?" I said. And he said, "Yes." "Tim, what you don't understand that this is the first time we've played together. Let's just sign up for the C league and we'll see how we do." Well, I have to tell you, I was a little bit more than disappointed. But I gave in and I signed up because he had played volleyball longer than I had. At least he didn't say that we were going to sign up for the D tier. The day of the tournament came and we easily won our first 2 matches. I was feeling pretty good and questioning his decision about signing up for the C league. But then in our 3rd match, we got soundly trounced. We began to get frustrated and we kind of began to get frustrated with one another. We now found ourselves in the loser's bracket. I learned 2 things that day. First, we often overestimate ourselves and our skills and abilities. I found that we often do the same thing in our spiritual lives as well. We overestimate where we are spiritually. A Pew Research poll asked Americans if they go to worship every week, and 45% said that they did. Now, I have to tell you, 45% of the nation was in church each Sunday, every church in America would be packed. Further research shows that, in reality, less than 25% of Americans are in church every week. It seems that we can't even honestly evaluate our own worship attendance. We overestimate where we are in other areas of our spiritual lives as well. We think we know and understand more about God and the Bible than we really do. We think we have a deeper and stronger relationship with Jesus than we really do. We believe that we are more spiritually mature than we really are. The second thing I learned that day was that we need someone to speak truth into our lives. And sometimes that is to readjust our vision and self-understanding of current reality. My volleyball partner did just that for me. Too often, though, we don't have anyone to do that for us, to let us know where we really are in our spiritual journey and to challenge the rose-colored glasses through which we often see ourselves spiritually. In our scripture passage today, Paul speaks to the Corinthians out of an honesty and humility that could only come from the Spirit of God. He confesses that he is not eloquent and does not have human wisdom that can mesmerize people like other teachers do. He speaks of his weakness as well as his fears derived from his ministry. Paul must have learned this through the voices of other people speaking into his life. But what Paul did have was the Spirit of God and the power therein. The very same Spirit that revealed his own honest, self-effacing understanding of who he is and his strengths and his weaknesses. This very same Spirit is available to us to help us to understand not only who we are, but where we are in the spiritual journey. John Steinbeck put it this way: to know where you are going, you must know where you are. Now, that's true geographically, but it's also true spiritually. It is the Spirit who knows not only the things of God, but also knows us intimately. Lent is a time of introspection and reflection. It is also a time of listening and allowing God the opportunity to speak into our lives. So where are you spiritually? And where do you want to go? Many times, Christians will grow to a certain point and never intentionally move beyond that because they get comfortable. And finally, and perhaps even most importantly, where does God want you to grow? Have you intentionally been allowing God to speak into your life? Well, after finding ourselves in the loser's bracket, we realized one more loss and we were out of the tournament. Long story short, we scratched and clawed our way back to the finals, only to lose in the third game on the last point to place second in the state in the C tier. At the end of the day, with our trophies in hands, my buddy said, "Tim, aren't you glad we signed up for the C tier?" I sure was glad that he was honest about where we were in our volleyball skills, individually, but also as a team. We had a much longer day playing volleyball, avoiding elimination, and of course we had a whole lot more fun. But it also allowed each of us to grow because we knew who we were and where we were. And that raises the last question of the day upon which to reflect. Who is speaking truth into your life? Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.